The June 5th public hearing would have allowed citizens and organizations a chance to voice their concerns over the proposed budget.
The meeting on June 5th was rescheduled to June 19th because of a personal conflict that a commissioner had relative to something going on in their family.
Commission Chair Woody White doesn't think the cancellation hurts the process.
The notion that changing or rescheduling from June 5th to June 19th is negative is just not an accurate reality of what's really taking place. It allows for extra 2 weeks for the public to be engaged and converse with their commissioners on what they believe is important to them.
Commissioner Rob Zappel disagrees.
That meeting was canceled at our May 15th meeting. At the end of the meeting, our chairman announced that it was being canceled.
Zappel is concerned about the budget cuts that are hitting nonprofit social service agencies in the area. So he took a new strategy.
I thought it would be appropriate and a wonderful opportunity for the community to be able to come in and express their views, to make comments on the public budget that we have coming up. And so I asked for and received permission to have a community meeting in the same venue where we meet as commissioners.
Again, Woody White.
Commissioner Zappel knows that and is using this opportunity evidently just to exploit a political situation, which is disappointing. But he's chosen to do that, which is his prerogative. And I'm sure that there'll be very lively conversation about the budget. I look forward to hearing about that. I don't intend to, don't plan to attend.
Republicans and Democrats alike want less homelessness in our community, not more.
Katrina Knight is executive director of the Good Shepherd Center. Her organization is facing cuts on the federal level. The county budget on the table slices $11,000 from Good Shepherd.
That $11,000 is on top of very significant cuts from HUD last year to our transitional housing for homeless veterans. We have a federal budget being proposed right now that could eliminate what are called community development block grant funds. That would be another $90,000 just completely gone from our shelter operations.
Chairman White says the budget process is never easy.
Not everyone is always happy whatever budget is decided or whatever budget additions are made or cuts are made. There's always some that think that there should be more here and less there. But our job is to consider and deliberate thoughtfully amongst ourselves in consultation with the public and our knowledge of our balance sheet and the finite resources that we have and to make the best possible decisions for allocating taxpayer dollars.
Zappel says even a small cut has big implications.
They're also receiving similar minimal funding from the city. When you combine the city and the county money, they use those participations when they go out for larger grants to show that the county and city recognize them and the good things that they are doing, and they're worthy for our entire community and can use that to leverage larger grants from private organizations.
The special community meeting is at the Old County Courthouse on Monday, June 5th at 5:30 p.m. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.